Finally, there you are. Remember me? Because I remember you. I haven't been able to stop thinking of you. No, no, stay in bed. Don't think you're going back to sleep, though. We've got much more important things to attend to. Look at me, darling. I'll try to explain the situation to you. Every single person I've ever given any shred of my precious attention has fallen madly in love with me. It consumes people. It makes them dedicate their life to me. And their obsession always drives them to insanity. Their love for me is simply too intense. I'm just too perfect. While it's nice to always have people who want to do my hairy bidding, though, it's also my curse. Everyone loves me, but it's all superficial. If it's going to happen, regardless, though, I might as well enjoy myself where I can. It's my life and what I've been used to from every single person I've met. But then I found you. Do you remember me? Of course not. You're different. I don't even know if you recognize me. And that's annoying. You saw me months ago, as we passed each other by. We had some small talk, and, well, normally that's enough for people to see how perfect I am. I thought you'd offer to take me to dinner or devote your life to telling me how lovely I am. But nothing. You treated me like a normal person. And I can't stop thinking about it. What's wrong with you? Do you not understand how amazing I am? I know I'm perfect. Everybody else sees it. So something must be wrong with you. It's driven me crazy. It consumed me. I've been following you, watching you, learning everything about you. All your hobbies, your schedule, all the things unique about you. There has to be something about you that made you not see how perfect I am. I've been stalking you for so long, but you know what? I'm sick of waiting. Do you fucking want me? Too shocked for words. Here, let me sweeten the deal. I'll give you the gift of loving me, and I'm going to ride you until I break you. I'll fuck you into the bed until every drop of your cum is inside me. Does that sound good to you, honey? Say it to me.
Say it.
Good boy. Good fucking boy. You know, I've listened to you talk so much that I'd be able to tell if you were lying. So, I know you're being lovely and honest. Isn't that great? You never have to worry about lying to me. Because I'll be able to tell. Your cute little brain doesn't ever have to work too hard. You know, you're the only person I've done this for. I've never fucked anyone before. I've only practiced by touching and fucking myself, making sure I'd get this right the first time. This makes you special, doesn't it? You're mine. I'll make sure you know how deep our love is. Look at me. Look at me, baby. Boys like you love grinding. Right? Although we both know dispatchy can't stop how good this feels. You know, it's just going to make us crave more, right? Look at us. Feel me all you like. I'll make sure to turn you into a quivering mass. You're mine. Okay. All mine. To fuck and straddle. Until I imprint myself into this bed forever. I don't care if this takes all night. We can fuck until morning if it needs to. I'm frustrated. I need to feel you on me. I don't think I can handle another moment without pushing my body into yours. Having, however, much of our bodies against each other as possible. Oh, love. I've waited so long for this. You wouldn't believe how hard it was to break into this place. Speaking of hard, There's no amount of layers that could hide that passion that's poking through the shades. Your body's really begging for me to grind harder so soon, You're already enjoying this that much. Don't worry, I know what you want. You need me to press you to this mattress more. Oh, you are precious. Use your eyes, darling. Lock them with mine. I want you to see every beautiful feeling coursing through my body. The lust, the love. I'd love to stare into your eyes as you fall for me. We're going to be a great couple. We'll be together forever. Every moment we can, we'll have our skin pressed against the other. We'll make each other melt over and over again. In fact, why are we still waiting? Why are we still waiting? These pesky sheets are just separation.
Just read, please.
These pesky sheets are just separating our bodies. These pesky sheets are just separating our bodies, forcing us apart. We don't need anything keeping us away from each other anymore. And finally, I can see. There it is. There you are. I've wanted to rip your pants off for so long. You have no idea how much of my mind has been dedicated to thinking about this. I just want to admire you. The shaft. The head of it. It makes my mouth water. And other parts of me very wet. You've been getting so hard for me. I'm so proud of you. And I need you. My clothes are just trying to keep my skin from yours. I've never stripped down for anybody but myself before. You're the first person to see me. The true me. Hi. I never seen me like this before. My face feels hot. Are you feeling this too? Look at me. Look at my fingers. I want to touch myself for you. This feels completely different when you're looking at me. It always felt good, but now... I love you so, so much. My fingers. Taste what you do to me. Whenever I think of you, I can't help but rub my legs together. I can't help but think about holding you and laying in bed with you. Having domestic mornings alongside you, where we just hold each other and let the other know that we love them. We can spoon each other and feel one another's warmth. Maybe someday we'll grind on the other and fuck the day away. And when I start thinking about us fucking, I can't stop. There's been so many days where I'll be sitting, trying to work, trying to focus. But I can't ignore it. I'm just horny all the time thinking of you. But I don't have to worry anymore. I can finally do everything I ever wanted. For now. I need this. I need your cock as a toy for my clit, rubbing right between me. This moment over and over in my head. I used to touch myself in front of my mirror, imagining what I was getting offer you. You made me come. Over. And over. And now, you can finally see and feel it. I kept buying toys to see what it would look and feel like for you. To run your cock against my body. I'd close my eyes and rub against it, grind on it, imagining it was you. So many times I'd spend hours playing. But it's never enough. I'd try and trick myself into believing that you were the one filling me up. I remember the first time I came from that, and then I did it again, and again, and again, but I need more. I need you. No matter how many fingers, no matter how many toys, I'm never satisfied. I could play for hours, but deep down, even if I come a dozen times, I know I still needed you. Inside me. Finally, though, I can get what I need. Now that you're mine, you have no idea how many times I'm gonna fuck you. Do you love me, baby? This is all for you. Ripping onto you. This is what you do to me. Oh, babe. Look at me. Try not to squirm. You can't be quivering too much. I don't even have you inside me yet. If you come early, we'll just have to keep going until we're both satisfied. And I think it's going to take a long time before I'm finished. Even if you're sensitive. coming. I'll keep fucking you. Is that okay? We'll come together. No matter how many times it takes. Even if I... Sorry about that. I couldn't help but come a little bit. But that doesn't count. I'm not any closer to being done with you. We both know that's not enough. You're not even inside me yet. We're just getting started. Since I'm the one in control, I'm going to come on you as many times as I want, as hard as I want. And maybe one of those times we'll hold each other and you'll be deep inside me as we both feel the bliss together. And then we can do it all over again. Sweetheart, your dick, it's so fucking hard, and it's wet from me too. It's magical, isn't it? From the beginning, my body knew this was coming. And it's making sure you're able to fuck me as hard as possible. You're throbbing too, begging for more. Just one movement, and you could accidentally slide in and fill me up, and I want it to happen on purpose, though, and I want you to watch. I want us to both see the moment we dwell together. Like we've always been made to. Honey, look. Our bodies, they're like magnets to each other. I'm not even trying to move, but I can't stop moving my hips. Pressing back against me. Because I really, really want you. I think I'm ready. I don't want to wait any longer. Are you ready, my love? Please hold my hand. Relax, baby. This is special. Look at me. Look at us. My buddy. Your buddy. I can feel how warm you are. Please. And us finally being together. Oh, early inside, not even halfway. You feel no. I'm already shaking. I can't help it. It's just so beautiful seeing you inside me. I wouldn't be able to go slow. I don't think I could handle it. I'm just going to try and take every inch real slow, okay? Slipped in that easy. You're almost completely inside me. So full. This is everything ever wanted. I adore you so, so much. I'll try and be slow. Feel incredible inside of me. I could feel you stretching me out. In just the right way. Every bit of your skin and mine. you right on toys while having my hand on pillows in front of me, pretending they were your chest. But no, you're actually here. You're just your buddy, all of you. I can finally push you against his bed and have my hands on you just how I want it. Maybe we'll leave the bed sheets less soaked than I usually do. Since you're under me. Probably not. Don't worry, though. You can bend me over and fuck me on the washing machine if we have to clean it together. Just relax, baby. I need to write you harder now. I'm too worked up. Play with me all you want. Grab on my ass, our chest, my whole body is here for you to use. Hook a finger in my mouth if you want to fill me up in another way. I'd love anything we do together. My body is fully yours. And we're completely together. Fuck. All of you, every single time you squirm, I can feel it inside. And it makes me want to ride you harder and hear you moan more. Feel every little twitch I make. Focus on how good it feels. Look in my eyes. I love you so much. Listen to how beautiful we sound together. Focus on the pleasure. Mm. You feel so good. Baby, if I keep riding you like this, I'm gonna come. Hard. But I can't stop. I don't want you. I want you to come with me. Don't hold back. Fill me up completely. I want every bit of your cum inside me. I'll squeeze it out of you. Come with me. Did you think we were done? We were only on round two, love. You can squirm as much as you need to. I'll fuck you into this bed. Unless you need me to stop. I've got you, love.
Babe, hi. Yes, I'm at the mattress store. I'm on my way to buy our sixth mattress after we ruined the last five. I wanted to call because I'm grabbing some food afterwards. Want me to grab anything? Oh, you wanted to eat out tonight? Babe, if you want to eat out, I'm right here. Okay. Eating me out would probably not be a very filling dinner. Anyways, yeah, I can be home and we can go out. I just wanted to say I love you a lot. Since the day we really met each other, people started treating me like normal. Like, it's weird. You broke my curse or something. I am definitely recovering, and you've helped a lot with that. Even though I broke into your house and destroyed your door and bed, our relationship is going to take a lot of couples therapy to be normal, but we're making progress. So, yeah, I love you a lot. You make me better, and I want to be there for you when you need it too. Anyway, I'll see you later, babe. Let me know where you want to go out to eat tonight. Again, love you. Mm-hmm.
And now, to bloopers. I'm not a normal person. I'm not. And I'm going to ride you until I break you. Good boy. Good fucking boy. You wouldn't believe how hard it was to break into this, this place. In fact, Why are you?
Like, it's weird. You broke my cars or something. Mm-hmm. We both know you gave me too much food.